Odyssey fans. I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine.
And I'm Bob, producer of the Adventures in Odyssey Club. Welcome to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
And it's finally time, Bob. We can safely talk about album 73, 28 Hours.
Yep. The album has been available in the club since midsummer, on download since September, on CD since October, and it just finished airing on the radio and online a few weeks ago.
So it's time to let those spoilers out. You know, we've been putting off talking about this story for almost a year now, since the episodes were recorded way back in January.
Keeping those secrets was hard, Jess. But now we've got a ton of work to do. There's lots to discuss about this storyline. If you haven't heard it yet, better stop listening to us right now and go check it out. We'll be talking about spoilers for the next few podcast episodes.
But if you have heard the album, you're in for a treat. Today we're chatting with two of the stars, Monica Padilla, voice of Jillian, and Townsend Coleman, voice of Jason.
We learned more about both of these characters in 28 hours, especially Jillian. We've got so much to discuss, so let's get started.
Well, Monica and Townsend, thanks so much for joining us on the podcast today.
Thanks for having us.
Hello.
Yeah. So we've had many fans tell us that 28 Hours is one of their all-time favorite albums. So a lot of excitement from our team on this one as well. We've got to find out, have any fans actually contacted you personally about this? And of course, you've both been in the entertainment world for so long. Does it ever get old hearing fans rave about one of your projects?
First, no, it never gets old.
Okay.
I've not had anybody talk to me specifically about this album, 28 Hours, but I'll tell you, where I tend to run into fans is at Comic-Cons. When I go out and I do these Comic-Cons with the three other voices from the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, I was Michelangelo on that, and I will invariably, no matter what town I'm in, get somebody come up to me that's not there because they're a Turtles fan. They're there because they're an Adventures in Odyssey fan.
Oh, cool.
And that's always a thrill for me. In fact, a while back, we were in Seattle doing a panel in front of a crowd of about 1,200 people. And as we were coming off stage, the gentleman who was helping us off stage leaned into me and he said, "Mr. Coleman, I just have to tell you that I'm a huge Adventures in Odyssey fan."
Wow.
"And really thank you for your many years on the show. It's really impacted my life." And I just told him, I said, "You know, I love hearing that, because of all the gigs that I've done, Adventures in Odyssey certainly is my longest running one, but one of my most favorite ones because of the impact that it has on people's lives."
And Monica, how about you?
You know, for me, one of my most fun comments, and one that I really didn't think about before I started doing the show, was I had a fan who commented saying that they are a crossover fan, meaning they're on the Survivor side and on the Adventures in Odyssey side. And they said it was so cool to kind of see those two worlds collide here with the show. And I just thought that was pretty awesome. So I haven't had a ton of people comment personally, but I love it, and I think it's always fun to know that people are enjoying your work and that it's resonating with them. That's always just such a joy.
Well, they are enjoying it. We've gotten a lot of comments in the club already, and a lot happens on this album. We're ready to talk about spoilers now, so don't hold back. And one of the biggest is that there's a lot more to Jillian than anybody thought. Monica, how much did Kathy Buchanan, the writer and director of this episode, tell you about your character when you first started playing her? Did she tell you what was coming?
Yes. So I think that was part of, you know, reading for the role too and understanding the two sides to Jillian. And so initially, pretty early on, I'd say once I was in final considerations for the role is when I was filled in on the top secret as to what Jillian's true identity was.
Now that we know Jillian's other side, do you have a preference? Which side of her do you prefer playing?
You know, for the secret agent Jillian side, I usually tap into my lawyer role. And so that's kind of a hat that I wear every day or on a daily basis. And so for me, the more fun side of Jillian is her fun, quirky side and her ditzy side. I love just, you know, letting loose with that and being free and just exploring all of the ways that Jillian can just add so much color to, you know, an Odyssey and each episode and to the other characters and just the way she interacts. And she's just a blast.
And she's been so much fun. We can't wait to see what happens with her going forward. You alluded to your lawyering. And, you know, for those of our fans who have not heard you on the podcast before, we did talk about your experience on Survivor and we talked about your being a lawyer before, but can you unpack that for us real quickly?
So I guess this is where, you know, life imitates art sort of thing, because Jillian has worn so many of these hats, or she claims to have worn so many of these hats and roles, from, you know, TV personality and jewelry designer and shoe collector, which, you know, that one's actually real. But for me, it's very similar. I've just worn many hats in my life so far. And so two of those would be, one, I did Survivor on two occasions where I went off and lived on an island, and that was a lot of fun for the most part. And then I'm also a lawyer as one of my jobs. And so I'm a litigator and I'm in virtual courtrooms on a daily basis and I have a full roster of clients. And then I love my voiceover work and I love to sing. I used to work for Disney and I was Pocahontas at Disney. And so I have all of these different things that I've done in life that I just love, that kind of makes up the colorful fabric and the story of my life, which... Yeah, I love looking back on it, and I'm excited for what's to come.
Yeah, now Townsend, a similar question for you, but not about being a lawyer. I have to find out, did they tell you what was coming up with Jillian? And beyond what the writers told you, did you kind of have any guesses on your own just where that storyline was headed?
I didn't really know what was coming with Jillian. When I talked to Kathy Buchanan, as you said, the writer and the director of these episodes, we talked sort of very vaguely about where this storyline might go, but she didn't give me any specifics. So when we came in for the recording session that day for the first one, and I had gotten the scripts for it and started reading through the story, I was kind of sort of surprised, because Jillian had been this ditz in, you know, previous episodes, and then now it turns out she's not that. Mm-hmm. And no, I didn't really have any guesses as to where the storyline was going, but certainly liked the way it has turned out so far.
You know, one of the neat things about that first cliffhanger is we had a lot of people. We had a week in between when the first episode aired to when the second one aired in the club. And it was not quite clear. We knew Jillian wasn't who we thought she was, but we weren't sure if she was good or bad. I don't know if you gotten to hear it in context, but there was a lot of conversation about whether Jillian was evil Jillian or whether she was actually on Jason's side.
Not as many surprises with Jason, though, Townsend. And of course, you've been playing this character for nearly 30 years on the program. So I got to ask.
Can you believe it?
Yeah, exactly. Do you play him differently now than when he first arrived in Odyssey? And again, a lot has changed. He's grown a lot. So what maybe is your favorite change that's happened to Jason?
It's felt to me like in the earlier years, Jason was, I think, a lot more active. Mm. And into the whole NSA thing and the cyber searches and all that, and traveling around the world. Now it seems that he's sort of settled down in Odyssey at J&J Antiques, and isn't around so much subterfuge, if you will. He's slowed down some.
Yeah.
Well, we understand that you set up a code word, Marshall, in the studio as a reminder. Tell us more about the need for a code word and why Marshall?
Okay. Having been on the show for nearly 30 years, of course, I've aged, you know, and changed quite a bit as an actor and as a voice actor. And my voice has deepened some over the years. And so I have found that in recent episodes, in recording sessions, they've asked me to, as I do a line, try and make it sound a little younger. And because I guess I'm tending to sound just a little bit older for Jason, the way fans are used to. So in my mind, I'm trying to keep it up a little bit in my register and keep him, you know, just a little bit younger and more youthful. But so as a code word, we came up with a code word of Marshall in honor of Marshall Younger.
Mm-hmm. So, Monica, of course, a lot of sides to Jillian as well. The truth about Jillian is known to our audience, but not to Odyssey, which is kind of cool. Your identity is still under wraps in there. So when you're playing your character, do you have to remind yourself about what version of the character you're playing in each scene?
So that was not necessarily the case until 28 hours.
True.
Before, I was super free. No one really knew about it. I didn't have any interactions with anyone who knew Jillian's true identity. But then in 28 hours, I really had to get into that mindset of who am I talking to? What do they know? And which side do I need to be? And I think that's really important to make her character make sense to everyone and for it to come across truthfully. So yeah, on this one, on this episode, it was something I was super cautious of at all times, just to be sure that I was really, you know, showing the distinction between the two sides of Jillian, because it's important that she's two different people.
So when you get your script, do you go ahead and highlight it in two different colors? I mean, what do you do to keep this straight?
No, I don't. I just try to be in the moment and think about who I'm talking to, why I'm saying it, what are my goals and what I'm saying, and you know what I mean? What am I trying to get across? And usually that helps the most. In the fast-paced scenes, you usually can set and go, okay, I'm talking to this person who is not involved in this whole wild goose chase. You know what I mean? Or I'm talking to someone who thinks I'm the old Jillian. And so I just kind of try to do it in the moment.
All right. Well, Connie's usually the last to know a secret, but she actually got to be on the inside in this adventure. Talk about working with Katie Lee in the studio, Monica. What's something about acting with Katie that our listeners might not know?
So I love acting with Katie. Her reactions, her interactions, just her expressions. I think even in between takes, she just really is just in the moment and just funny naturally as herself. She always has some funny comment or some button to the scene. And that's something that I've just loved watching and kind of partaking in, even though at times, you know, production's like, hey guys, focus.
Right.
Like, because a lot of times we find ourselves just cracking up and, you know, maybe not a lot of times, but we can get into the habit of just having fun with each other and playing off of each other, even when we're not in the scene. And that's something that maybe the listeners don't get to hear, but I look forward to just catching up with everyone and joking around and being in the scene and out the scene and in between the scene.
Oh yeah. And of course, Jason and Connie go way back, you know, those 30 mm-hmm. years. So Townsend, anything you can add to that of working with Katie Lee?
Connie is Katie and Katie mm-hmm. is Connie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they share the same brain and are virtually the same person. And I think that that's why it's so organic for Katie to play Connie, because she thinks like her. And I think after all these years, of course, the writers write for her, you know, so it's a very homogenous, organic thing. And I'm sorry, I don't want to be using huge words like homogenous, but but you know what I mean.
You know, one other thing I would say about Katie, too, is she always makes it a point to make eye contact with something like voiceover work. You don't necessarily have to do that, but it adds such a special magical tone to it that you can hear that contact and that connection. And she always makes a point to peer over the glass or the window if you're not in the same room to connect with you and make that eye contact. And it makes it so much more fun and realistic.
Yeah,
to do
certainly
that.
One of those challenges that we had with COVID when people weren't in the same room. Hopefully we're getting on the other side of that. But let's talk about the recording of these episodes a little bit. What were the most difficult scenes for you guys to play?
Mine was the driving scene for sure. That's probably the most difficult scene that I've done the entire time that I've been in Odyssey. Just because we had to react in sync to challenges on the road. It's a high-speed chase. We're going off-road and we're hitting bumps in the road and we're reacting to that. And we're also in the middle of, you know, some major, oh, here's another word for you, a big word, exposition. Mm-hmm. So we're telling the story. You have to be able to tell the story and still commit to the lines, but commit to the action of driving this Wrangler off-roading and hitting bumps in the road. And just, I don't know, that for me was like, is this coming off right? Am I doing this okay? That was the moment where, you know, I just wanted to really commit to that and make sure that it was reading well.
For me, one of the more difficult scenes to play is toward the end when Jason realizes that they're reading his brain and that he's got to. So as an actor, you know that this is coming, this moment is coming, and you don't want to telegraph it, meaning you don't want to let on, you know, too soon that you know what's coming. So when the surprise hits, you have to actually be surprised and shocked, you know. So sometimes those scenes get a little tricky.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, I got to say this, Townsend, I thought the scene in the operating room during the operation, you were brilliant.
Was that when I wasn't saying anything?
You're completely unconscious, but you know what? There was a presence there. We knew we were concerned about you the whole way through.
But it was organic, and I was there in the moment.
Yes,
right?
You were.
That's true.
Right.
Speaking of being in the moment, Connie suggests at the beginning and the end of the story that Jason and Jillian should start a relationship. And our fans have been pretty divided on the topic, so got to ask you guys, what do you both think of this idea?
I mean, Monica? I don't know. I think that even though we're not, you know, ditzy Jillian anymore, I think Jillian will find a way to ditzy it up again. So it could be fun, you know, exploring the challenges that come up with a Jason and Jillian storyline. But I feel like there would be, I don't know, there'd just be some challenges that naturally pop up. Jillian's not perfect just because she's a secret agent and she still has to juggle this, you know, double life. And I don't think Jason's going to be cool with that.
Well, and of course, Jason is so in love with the ditzy side of Jillian.
He can't let it go.
I mean, it doesn't annoy him at all.
Like, how about, you know, everyone in Odyssey doesn't know. So how about when they're in public or on a date and Jillian has to be ditzy Jillian? Jason's going to be like, I don't know about that.
Right? Well, we got a script coming up that I think you guys are going to be very excited to record. I can't wait to hear it.
It will be exciting, but it'll be hard to surpass the excitement of this eventful album. I mean, what do we have? Kidnappings, villains, surprise rescues, emergency operations, a bomb in a hospital, and that's just kind of the beginning. So throughout it, though, we get to see the people of Odyssey come together and strengthen their relationship. So Monica and Townsend, how have you gotten through sort of the tough and unpredictable times in your own real life?
For me, it's just one step at a time, one day at a time. So, you know, I've had quite a few challenges dealing with, my dad's been very ill, my brother just passed away, and it's just really like one step at a time and just trusting and not trying to look too far out. I mean, sometimes it helps to set goals and look far out, but, you know, sometimes when the struggle is real and it's really heavy, you just kind of have to be in the moment and try to take the best out of each of those moments and what it has to offer. So, you know, even though my dad's not super present right now and he can't speak, I can still hug him and kiss him and be there with him and connect with him and make that eye contact. And he knows that I'm there with him. And so I have to take that in for that moment. And so that's just an example. But overall, I'd say just keep taking a step forward and just taking it moment to moment and not trying to expect too much of yourself.
I will. I completely agree with what Monica just said. The moment by moment thing is so important, and not to let your head spin out. You know, worrying about what's going on in your life, and I know that for me, when I look throughout my life, I'd had, you know, any number of struggles at times that I didn't think I was going to get through. Frankly, you know, and expended a lot of tears over some things in my life. But I will add to that, that for me, having a relationship with God is just super important, because I need to know that there's something bigger than me, that there's someone bigger than me that has the answers that I don't have, and that I can take comfort in going to him, typically in prayer, or just calling out to God and saying, what do I do? You know, how do I handle this? Help me, please. Give me peace and comfort in this moment. It's hard. And so that's really a key component of getting through difficult times for me, for sure.
Yeah, as both of you guys were talking, it just sort of reminded me of that verse in Matthew 6:34, where Jesus says, you know, don't worry about tomorrow because tomorrow will worry about itself. Mm. Each day has enough trouble of its own. And so like you both were saying, just walking it step by step in the moment and just, you know, trusting for, you know, family and for God and for others to sort of help you just keep going.
Well, Townsend, you could probably attest to this. 30 years with Adventures in Odyssey, I love to think that when members of this family of ours go through struggles, that we are there for one another, and that's something that we continue to be in prayer for each other, and it's part of being on Adventures in Odyssey.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about your characters again as we kind of bring this in for a landing. We'll start with you, Townsend. It seems there's not a whole lot Jason has not done. You alluded to the fact that you might like to see him do a little bit more action so that he doesn't get too comfortable, too sedentary.
Yeah, right.
But what would you like to see happen in his life in the near future?
Yeah, I would like to see him, you know, get more involved in some, you know, high crime adventures. Not that he's the criminal, but he's going after the criminals and getting back to some of his roots, you know, being in the NSA. Having said that, wanting more action, I think I would also like to think of Jason perhaps settling down, you know, so there's the flip side to that. And so I'll be very curious to see where the writers take this relationship with Jillian. And but what's exciting about this is that Jillian, because she's in the NSA as well, understands Jason and Jason's need for that kind of adventure. So perhaps, I'm just guessing here, maybe there might be some adventures where Jillian and Jason may be going out sleuthing together.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Well, they did really well together in Nightmares by Constance when they had to pose as a couple. So who knows?
Right. But that was acting.
That's right. Monica, same question really for you. There's still a lot that we don't know about Jillian. So what would you like to see happen next for her?
So I love seeing Jillian go into problem-solving mode, but I also love seeing her juggle the two different sides of Jillian.
Yeah.
I think that should continue to be explored because I think it's really fun to see her kind of seek out these clues in her ditzy mode and then apply them later on in her NSA mode. And so I definitely want to see a lot more of that. And I think it would be cool to even see what Jillian tries to do if she wants to maybe step away from the NSA for a while and see it kind of pull her back in because that's her, I guess that's like her center, you know? So I think there's just so many different things that you could do with the character. And I look forward to seeing where you guys go with it.
Well, guys, thank you so much for being with us on the podcast again.
Of course.
Thanks so much for having us.
We cannot wait to be in the studio with you again next time.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. I'm super excited for the direction this is all going in, even though it's a big surprise.
Yeah.
Really looking forward to it for sure.
You can hear Townsend and Monica in 28 hours, but let's hope you've already listened to those shows.
And there'll be in more stories coming up. In fact, we just recorded an episode a few weeks ago titled Game Night. It continues their story where this album left off.
And now that 28 hours is over, we know you have questions. And we just sort of scratched the surface in today's show. So give us a call at 1-855-784-WIT to leave a question for our next Q&A with the team. And always make sure you have your parents' permission before you call.
We'll be talking more about 28 hours next time, and probably for months to come. But that's all for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family.
Visit us online at adventuresinodyssey.com.
Or call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse. Reminding you that with God in your life, every day is an adventure.
It's time to level up. Give your kids a safe, faith-focused, and biblically-based community, and so much more. Join the Adventures in Odyssey Club. Club members get on-demand access to the exciting Adventures in Odyssey series, including more than 900 episodes. With faith-building activities, parental controls, and a safe online community, the Adventures in Odyssey Club could be your best adventure yet. Learn more and start your free trial at adventuresinodyssey.com/radio.